And here in Friendship Heights this morning, it's still very cold. It's sunny, but it's 28 degrees.
9:10 now, and the weather has turned cold again after some warmer than usual temperatures. There are thousands across this region who will struggle to stay warm in their own homes because they just can't afford to pay heating bills. That's where the Washington Area Fuel Fund comes in. And the third annual Ice House, today and tomorrow at the Wharf, to raise donations for this fund. Joining us live now is John O'Brien, the Executive Vice President of Strategy and Public Affairs for Washington Gas. John, glad to have you on with us this morning. This will be, the last couple of years we've done this, gone down to the Ice House with you. Explain what the purpose of it is and what it does.
Well, absolutely. And it's, first of all, it's going to be great to have Joan and Bruce with us today. but the Ice House... The Ice House raises funds for the Washington Area Fuel Fund, or as we call it, WAF. This is such an important fund. Last year, we distributed $1.7 million to 8,500 families across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And it's important because only 20% of eligible families actually get federal heating assistance. So on this very cold morning, it is great to talk about such an important cause.
It sure is. So, John, when folks come down to the Ice House, what are they there to see? What are they going to do with us? Because we actually have a house that's made of ice set up there.
That's correct. We have a house made out of 98 blocks of ice. It's about 24,000 pounds. You'll be down here. There's stuff to do for the kids. There's ice games, face painting. We're going to have some great people in addition to yourselves. We're going to have Brian Mitchell from the great Washington Redskins, the legend Phil Chenier from the Washington Bullets. And it's just going to be a great time both today and tomorrow. I know we hear about weather tomorrow, but that should not deter people from a great day down here at the wharf.
Who doesn't want to go in an ice house in a snowstorm?
That's right.
we'll be there.
That's exactly right.
We'll be there, I guess, at noon today, although we'll probably get down there a little early. Now, the Washington Area Fuel Fund itself helps thousands of families every year. Can you give us an idea of the impact help like this makes on families who need it?
Absolutely. I'll talk about a specific person, actually. We spoke yesterday with a woman, Marlon, who is a mother of five kids, a single mother in Arlington, Virginia. She found out about WAF last year, and through the WAF assistance, she's been able to keep that apartment warm for her kids so they can actually sleep and avoid colds and flu in a warm apartment. So that's the type of direct outreach that WAF provides. It is also the case that all of the donations that people contribute to WAF, 100% go to families in need. Washington Gas pays the administrative costs of the fund, and we work with Salvation Army to make sure we're targeting eligible families and getting the money to them.
All right. Suppose somebody cannot come down to the wharf and check us out there today or tomorrow. Is there a way that they can contribute to the fund?
Yes.
Go ahead.
There certainly is. The WAFFhelp.org. That's WAFFhelp.org. You can donate online, and that is open all throughout the year, actually. So you absolutely have the opportunity. If you cannot make it, or if you're worried about that rain tomorrow, you can donate online.
Excellent. We're looking forward to seeing you later, John. We're
sure
due down there at noon. And of course, we'll get there a little early, and we encourage folks to come down and talk to us. We'll just be hanging around.
Sitting in an ice house, yes. It's going to be lovely. 9:14.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle.